About 10 million people live in Georgia today. The population first hit the 1 million mark all the way back in 1860, and nearly half of that million were slaves. Macon was the fifth largest city in the state at the time. A third of the residents there were slaves, being forced to work on large plantations. Many of those plantations are now historic sites. You can tour the grand old houses. And I can tell you from experience living in Macon and doing some of those tours that they have a tendency to focus a little bit, maybe too much, on the lives of the slave owners rather than the slaves. But that's probably because we know a lot more about the owners. A new TV series imagines more of what life might have been like for the slaves. Underground premieres tonight on WGN America. It's about a group of slaves who plan a daring escape from their Macon plantation in the late 1850s. Their leader is a blacksmith named Noah.
That is the map to freedom. I'm trusting you with it. You got to trust me, too. Okay, we all got to trust each other. This whole thing, it don't work no other way.
Oh, no, it don't work any which way.
That's what they want you to think. But we do this right. We do this together. We can stand as free men.
That character, Noah, from the new show Underground, is played by Aldous Hodge. And Aldous Hodge joins us now. Welcome to On Second Thought.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Now, Underground comes as production for the reboot of the miniseries Roots is wrapping up. And then amidst all of this building buzz for this new movie, Birth of a Nation, about Nat Turner's slave rebellion, there seems to be a lot of room, a lot of appetite for these narratives in our cultural imagination. What is it, you think, about the story of slavery that still needs to be told? And how does Underground do it differently?
I think a lot of times we see this narrative played out where we see the victimization of an occupation where there's no progress. There's just a situation and a problem, and that's it. But with us, what I love is that we see enslaved Americans as people. You know, we call them slaves generally, and that takes away their humanity, their dignity. To say that they are enslaved gives accountability to someone having done something to these people. Someone put them in this position, and it also allows them to have a face. We get to feel what they feel.
That's a great point.
We understand that they are human beings. The best part about it is we see people rise up because this show focuses heavily on the fact that this is the first integrated civil rights movement. So you have, you know, enslaved Black Americans, and then you have socially enslaved White Americans. And they're trying to figure out how to make this whole thing work. But you see people fight back, and you see why this particular issue changed, how it evolved, and how it progressed. And that's a part of the story that's not really told in history books. You know, it's not something that's really celebrated. We celebrate the strengths of these Black people. We celebrate their intelligence. We celebrate who they are, what they could accomplish.
Now, in the show, not everyone in your character Noah's group is on board with his plan of escape. Let's listen to another scene. This is a scene between Noah, played by you, and another enslaved person named Cato.
This can go one of two ways. I tell the master where I find your wagon. We see if that slick tongue of yours can talk yourself out of
it. You don't know nothing.
Know enough to know you're planning something. See, I think you're running, and you're going to take that boy with you. The way I see you's watching everybody talking in hushes, maybe you're gonna take some others too. A thing you ain't consider. You get caught or not, it's gonna be the slaves left behind that's gonna pay the price.
Don't act like you care about nobody else. You only care about yourself.
You right.
We're listening to scenes from the new WGN America series Underground that is going to premiere today. And my guest is Aldous Hodge. He is the star of the show, plays the character Noah that we just heard in that scene. Aldous, the show is set on a plantation outside of Macon. Was it filmed on a real plantation?
It was filmed on a real plantation. We shot at LSU Rural Life Museum, which is a preserved enslavement camp, and then also Bashery Plantation. Bashery Plantation actually still is not operated by enslaved people, but it's still working, which is kind of eerie. But we shot there, and you can't help but feel closer to the story and the characters because this is where it really happens. You know, doing a scene in a whipping shed where someone really got whipped, that's crazy. And it does something to the entire experience. It makes you appreciate life in a completely different way. And then also, you get to own your responsibility as a performer for what you're really about to encounter. You know, it made it real and said to me, okay, this is not just about good performances. This is about how we're going to really affect our audience, which is great. And to speak to a latter point about not every enslaved person being on board, this was true. Not every one of them were, they didn't understand or feel worthy of being free, which was really, you know, you would think naturally you would want to run for freedom, but they are pretty much dealing with the devil that they know rather than trying to take a chance. Because if you ran and you got caught, of course, your consequences are far more severe. But if you ran and you were free, it is true in that the slaves or the enslaved people who were left at the plantation, they pay the price. So it's weird because we in the show we explore that mentality and why people make, you know, why they rationalize that decision. And that's really interesting to me as a performer because naturally you think, no, I'm a fighter. I'm going to go and make the obvious choice. But for them, the obvious choice was safety and survival over the greater victory, which was freedom sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Aldis, as you were trying to get into character for Noah, where did you imagine that his drive to escape came from?
I imagined his drive the same way I was inspired to have drive as a child trying to be successful. You know, I grew up in a not-so-great environment. And even though my mother, she made it so that my brother and I had an amazing childhood, I still was always very aware that there was better and there was more. So for me, you know, I never wanted to go back to that danger or that sense of poverty or that sense of being treated as less than. So, you know, I kind of tied Noah to me and my ambition for a better life.
As you mentioned, Aldis, the show does focus on enslaved people, but it does deal with the enslavers. And let's listen to one more clip here. As the show points out, there was some resistance to slavery, even among whites. Let's listen.
We can make a real difference.
Well, it's a noble cause, and somebody has to do it. It doesn't have to be us. We could be thrown in jail. You know it's breaking the law.
That same law allows people to own other people.
Now, of course, we know that there were strong abolitionist forces in the North. I guess the cynical part of my brain is wondering, did they put this in the show just to make the white viewers more comfortable?
No, I think they put it in the show because it was true and honest. We know what the big bad problem is. It's slavery, but this is not a show that beats that into your head on a regular basis. This is a show about psychology, in a sense. You know, it's weird. When watching it, you realize off the bat it's an action thriller, right? I mean, the pace is crazy, the stakes are high, and there's never a safe moment. And you don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. But then secondary to that, you realize that it's a psychological thriller because everybody has a different mind frame. And I think the deficit in our education on this time frame is that we don't understand how people think and we didn't account everybody's contributions, including the abolitionists. So for us to really be fair and have a really great product, we had to be fair and true and account everybody who actually tried to help this thing make happen. Because if we didn't count the efforts of the abolitionists, then we would be no different than, you know, someone who doesn't count the efforts and contributions of enslaved Americans as far as their responsibility in helping America grow as a country and establishing its economy. We can't tell one side of the story and feel validated as storytellers.
Aldis Hodge is the star of the new WGN series Underground. It premieres tonight at 10 p.m. Aldis, it's great to hear an actor put so much thought into his role and the historical context of the story. I really enjoyed the conversation. Good luck with it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And here's one more excerpt from Underground. Fear is a major theme in the series. It's an emotion conveyed in this scene by Ernestine. She's the head house slave. Here she is talking to one of her children while she cooks.
Fear is something powerful. From a young age, we think we know it. But I ain't never truly felt fear. Real fear, till I had you and your brothers. And the minute y'all were born, I was afraid of losing you. That y'all be sold or killed. That your brothers would be worked and beat to the bone. and that you'd be too pretty. There ain't no fear like that you have for your child.
A scene from WGN America's new series, Underground.